The Environmental Protection Agency, saddled with some aging IT systems, has been turning to agile development for creating new ones. Its forthcoming Agile Blanket Purchase Agreement could be worth up to $200 million, and last week the EPA Technology Shop hosted a standing-room-only vendor day for agile software companies. Joining me with more on the day and the strategy, EPA's Chief Information Officer, Ann Duncan. Ann, good to have you back.
It's great to be back, Tom.
So tell us what happened. I understand you really had a good turnout.
Yeah, we had over 300 people show up for the sessions. We actually started planning to have one session, and we eventually wound up having three separate sessions so that we could accommodate everybody who was interested.
And how would you characterize the people that did show up? Big companies, small companies, mixture?
Oh, definitely a mixture. Lots of small businesses that are interested, and a few of the big companies you'd expect to see as well.
And what was your message to them with respect to what you plan for this BPA?
Well, the EPA's message is really that this BPA is designed to enable us to do agile development and to simplify our purchasing process. You know, our typical process has been like every other government's process, where we start with planning all our requirements out for one specific project, then we spend a bunch of time doing an acquisition, and then we do development. And our goal now is really to focus on having a vehicle so that when someone wants to do development, they can purchase a small or a large number of sprints and get to work really quickly. Our goal is actually a month from when they decide that they want to, when they hand us a statement of objectives, to the time that they actually have contractors working.
Now, in a BPA, people have to be somewhere already on contract. And are you working with the contracting shop to make sure that companies that may want to, that they might want to award this BPA to, are already on a contract against which you can award it?
Yeah, so we leave all those details to our contracting shop, but they're absolutely making sure that you know, the folks who are interested in that vehicle have all the right qualifications and are all set up so that we can put them on that vehicle and go.
So it might be also, as a side benefit, an opportunity to get some small businesses in there.
Absolutely, Tom. We have we're planning to set aside some percentage, probably about a quarter of the work, for small businesses.
And what projects, what systems do you think you might want to work on first, given everything that EPA has running?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of different, as you say, a lot of different programs, regulatory programs, and also our productivity tools. So we have some ongoing work right now where we're trying to move out of Lotus Notes. So there are going to be a number of projects that come up from that. And some of those we may be able to use other BPAs for, but this will help us with some of those. But a lot of mission systems, right? So that's going to be our big focus of this, is all of our EPA mission systems in our offices of air, water, chemicals, and land and management projects. So all those different offices are going to have projects that use this vehicle over time. And we know that it's going to be a very interesting vehicle for everybody because it'll really speed up the process.
I just have to back up for a moment. You are seriously still on Lotus Notes?
We seriously do still have some applications on Lotus Notes. We're not using Lotus Notes anymore for email or anything else, but we do have a bunch of applications that we're still migrating out of Lotus Notes.
All right, so getting to the mission systems, how old is the oldest one that might need updating?
You know, Tom, I don't have that date off the top of my head, but, you know, we have the advantage of the EPA not being even founded until 1973, so we don't have this massive load of really old legacy systems, but we definitely have systems that date back to the early 90s and probably even some that go into the 80s.
So you've got some logic that has to be translated into probably new code. Is that the general envisioning that you have?
Yeah, except it's a little more than that. We're really trying to move our programs to, first of all, our enterprise platform. So we're really going to, we want our regulated community of states and the tribes to be able to come into one place to interact with the EPA instead of going to the many places they go now. So we want them to come into our platform, and then we want them to have all their interactions with the EPA through that one platform so that they have one username, one password, one identity, and they don't have to constantly put the same information in all the time. So when we change those systems, what we're really doing is we're decomposing them. We're taking pieces of them. We're going to move that UI layer into that platform. We're going to build out a data lake in that platform so that people don't have to build out their own database, but they can add some fields to our database and that they can make more efficient use of our systems. And then we have a lot of shared services that we're asking people to use. Some of them are already using those shared services, but we're going to expand the use of the shared services, like our facility registry system, like our identity system, and those sorts of things. And so really, we're going to decompose those piece by piece, not simply just translate the existing code.
We're speaking with Ann Duncan, the CIO of the Environmental Protection Agency. And so when you describe adding fields and changing these things as you go, it sounds like maybe the whole sense of systems will become something like an open source project ongoing.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the idea is we talk about not creating the next legacy system, right? We want these to be modular. We want to use APIs. We want to use open source so that when you need to upgrade a piece of the system, you can pull that piece out and upgrade it, and you're not having to take an entire monolithic system and migrate it all at once.
Now, the EPA gets data from the states who get it from the regulated sources is the general model here. And so how far through does this need to push to the state level and then to the entities level?
Right. Well, Tom, it depends on the program. In some cases, we do get data from the states. In other cases, we get data directly from the regulated community. But this is, eEnterprise is actually in collaboration with the states and tribes. And so this pushes out through the states and tribes, and a lot of the projects we're doing in collaboration with them right now. Right now, in fact, we're working with a state to translate one of their existing tools so that we can place it on the portal. And so that activity is going on an ongoing basis. And again, we're trying to move it to that we don't have a proprietary system that the state has to use, but that we have an API so that we aren't tied so tightly to the states and the tribes that they are able to sort of be the master of their own destiny and also reuse code that we've developed, reuse code that other states have developed, and sometimes just use our system if that's what works for them.
I was going to say, it sounds like there might be some great tools out there at the state level that can migrate up to the EPA federal level.
Exactly, Tom. We're looking for those opportunities where we see something the states have that we can use ourselves and then share out with other states and tribes.
Now, Agile implies that the stakeholders, that is the people that operate the missions themselves, air, land, chemical, water, and so forth, would have the requirement and know what it is they need. How are you going to let them know that there is this new BPA, that there's a whole new way of getting systems? Because some of them might have figured, well, the way things go around here, I'll put in my request, in 5 years, maybe I'll get my software.
That's a great question, Tom. You know, and this is one of the places where, you know, we can't have a conversation without talking about FITARA. And FITARA has really given us the opportunity to have those conversations, right? My goal with FITARA is not to tell everybody what to do, although we've set up some rules, but to have conversations with people. So when they come to me with a contract they want, we talk about that contract and we talk about the vehicles that we have now and the vehicles that we're planning. And this is one we've been telling people about. And that people are very excited about, just like they're excited about Innovation Fellowship and getting people from that. They're excited about the opportunity to use this vehicle and not have to do a big acquisition because it's expensive and time-consuming, as you know.
Plus, those eventual systems owners or the mission owners, they have a responsibility, too. That is to say that when you come up with a piece of code, they've got to be available to look at it and test it and see if it really meets the requirements before they go on to the next step.
That's correct. And really, Tom, we expect them to own their projects, right? We're providing a vehicle, and we will provide them coaching and resources, but we want them to own this. We're not in the model of, say, USDS or even 18F, where we're going to come in and build that for them. We are asking those media offices to build their own systems that they already own, to work with us on our platforms that exist, and that we will provide all the resources they need to be successful in doing that.
And just briefly, what is the timeline for getting the BPA established?
So we're hoping to have the BPA established towards the end of the year, but we don't have a specific date for it at this point.
And getting back to the companies that attended, there were some small companies. Are the big traditional companies also trying to get in through the agile way of life there too?
Oh, absolutely. And we are working already with big and small companies on agile. And I think pretty much everybody has noticed that a lot of federal agencies are moving towards Agile, and they're making that adjustment too. Some of them are excited by it, some of them are less excited, but big and small, they're all really wanting to get involved and moving towards Agile.
Ann Duncan is CIO of the Environmental Protection Agency. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom. I enjoyed it.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.